This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Luciana Da Silva with Kinetics USA. We are a direct hire company. We recruit nurses from all over the world to come live in the United States, work in the United States, and pursue their American dreams. Today, we'll be talking about North Carolina, things to do there. Tell us about the areas where people live. What are the fun things to do? The climate. So let's get started. I'd like to introduce two guests today that came to us from North Carolina. We have Dr. James, and we also have Danique, who is a nurse in North Carolina. Hi, Danique.
Hi.
Let's learn about North Carolina. Danique, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I am from Jamaica. I have been in North Carolina now for, I want to say, a little bit over a year. I'm almost at my 2-year mark, so definitely looking forward to that.
Welcome. That's absolutely wonderful. Dr. James, tell us about yourself.
Hey, I'm James Montegrico. I am a nurse, obviously, and I'm originally from the Philippines. I came to the U.S. in 2002. I've worked in the hospital for a lot of years, and currently I am an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
Let's talk about North Carolina. Let's get into it. Danique, why did you choose North Carolina? How did you
Well, one of the biggest reasons why I chose North Carolina is that I was a pediatric nurse back home, and they were offering a pediatric position. So I decided to take it. And I also had a friend that was working at the facility that I'm currently at now. And another reason is the climate.
The climate. Tell us about the climate, Dr. James.
Climate in North Carolina is, I would say it's great. It's moderate. We don't have those crazy winters like we have up north or, you know, the hot summer in the south. So North Carolina is geographically located in the middle. So you can enjoy the four seasons. Especially now, it's like the peak of fall. So all the leaves are turning, you know, red, orange, all the different colors, exciting, vibrant colors. And there's actually like a funny, you know, a meme about North Carolina wherein while you experience those four seasons within a year, you can also experience the four seasons in a day. Because it might be winter in the morning, it's spring early. At about 8 a.m., it can be, it may be feeling like summer, you know, in the early afternoon. So, like it's snowing in some parts, and you know, on the other side of the town, it's fall, so it's crazy. But it's great. It's really very moderate. I love it. That's one of the reasons why I've been, you know, I didn't go to another state. We've lived here for 20 years, and that's one of the reasons. Like what Danique said, you know, the weather here, the climate is great.
Yeah,
Danique, what had you heard about North Carolina before you moved there?
I heard that the people love to barbecue. I heard they're always having a good time, you know, going out to eat at any chance they got. And it was always about the barbecue.
You were hearing about that Southern food, huh?
Yes, yes.
Dr. James, give us an idea. How long have you been in North Carolina and eaten that amazing food?
Yeah, I've been here 20 years. So yeah, we came in July of 2002. And that was one of the pleasant surprises. You know, it's like the hospital where that hired me, you know, it's like, okay, let's have a tour of the city. And they brought us to their showcase, you know, the Southern food and barbecue. You know, in the Philippines, barbecue is you know, the barbecue where you have the grill, you know, in skewers. And here it's like more of like a sandwich. It's food, pork. It's like, where's the meat? You know, it's like, but it, you know, the first time we tried it, it's like, what is this? But, you know, you got to kind of get used to it. And it's actually, yeah, there's even what we call here a barbecue festival. So, yeah, in Lexington, here's like 30 minutes away from my town. So barbecue is a big thing, Southern comfort food. So it's great.
Yeah.
When you say barbecue, let's be a little bit more specific, because in the United States, barbecue is a big deal. And every area has their own sort of barbeque. Danique.
So as Dr. James said, we are used to barbecue being, you know, an event. You know, you get your grill and you go and you put some burgers and hot dogs and you have a barbecue. But here, barbecue is pulled pork. They have like different sauces. They have their own signature sauce. Different areas of the South and also North Carolina have different sauces. And it's just pulled pork on a sandwich or pulled pork by itself with mashed potatoes and gravy or green beans. So barbecue is really just the pulled pork.
I absolutely love that. There's nothing like talking about food here in the United States. Everything is meat, of course. Let's move on from food before we get too hungry.
Too hungry.
So, Danique, tell us about where you live. Tell us about the city.
So I am in Greenville, North Carolina. Greenville is home to Eastern Carolina University and formerly Vidant Medical Center, but now they recently changed the name to ECU Health Center, Medical Center. So just a small town with those two large entities. The hospital that I'm at, ECU, is actually the largest employer in our town. So just a small town with diverse culture.
What are some of the closest attractions there? What do you do for fun there?
Well, what do I do for fun? I try a lot of different restaurants. So even though we try to move from food, you know, I'm taking us back there. But most times, you know, I'll go to the movies or I will, we have a lot of shows during the summer. So on Sundays, you can go to our town common and they'll have Sundays in the park, music in the park. We have our state fair in September, not state fair, or town fair. So the Pitt County Fair in September. Sometimes I'll go to River Park North and go kayaking in one of the pictures that you saw. But mostly just trying different restaurants.
Well, it seems like that there's a lot of outdoor activity where you're living. Dr. James, tell us about your area.
Yeah, I live in Winston-Salem, which is it's called in the foothills because, you know, geographically in North Carolina, we have the sea on the east and, you know, the mountains on the west. And, you know, I'm right there in the middle towards the mountains. Winston-Salem is the fifth largest city in North Carolina. And it's a very, I would say, it's getting more diverse. It's a way, way different compared to how it was 20 years ago. What Danique said, you know, there's a lot of diverse, you know, restaurants in terms of you want to have like Italian food, Mediterranean or Thai, Filipino food. So we have a lot of those. It's been voted as, you know, whenever they publish like the top 100 cities or top 50 cities to live in the U.S. So Winston-Salem is always one of it always has a place on those rankings. So that's, again, the reason why I stuck here. I got stuck here for
Greenville does too.
Yeah.
And they're both very green areas. The East Coast, especially North Carolina, is very different than, let's say, San Diego, where I am right now. Mm-hmm. It's so green. It's like, it's this lush, beautiful green. And like you said, you have the beach on the east and the Appalachian Mountains, which you have a few different kinds there, right? You have the Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And those mountains are actually blue.
We're actually going to go there, you know, in 2 weeks. Because, like, you know, during the fall, the best place to go is to the mountains. Because
the mountains,
you will appreciate those foliage, you know, when the trees turn into their different colors. And in the summer, and you can go to the beach, you know, and have fun. So this is really very diverse, you know, very great attractions, the natural attractions, you know, all year round.
Let's go back to Danique here. You moved to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like on your first day of work as a nurse? Tell us about it.
It was a little intimidating at first. Back home, we still use paper charting. So getting used to Epic and using, you know, the technology here in the United States was a bit nerve-wracking at first. But I must say that my facility, my manager, my colleagues on my now unit, you know, they were very receptive, welcoming. So that kind of helped to take some of the nerves off. Any questions I had, they were willing to answer and assist. So the first day was a good one, I must say.
Did it feel kind of like whenever you were a kid, it was your first day at school? You have those butterflies.
Yes. It did. But, you know, for me, it was just because I know nursing is the same. And I think a lot of nurses, they'll have that fear. But, you know, nursing is the same right across the board. But it's just the difference in terms of culture, how things are done in your country, at your previous hospital versus in the United States, and technology, getting used to the technology used here.
Yes, the United States and our hospitals, our technology is, you know, very, very high tech, let's say, especially compared to a lot of other countries.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Dr. James, you work in a university. You are a professor working with people from all over the world. Tell us, how is North Carolina different from where you're originally from in the Philippines? We know it's been 20 years. And then what do you see from your students? What kind of questions do they ask? What are they feeling with their journey here?
Yes. In our university, it's a very diverse university. You know, we have like 30,000 students. We're the second largest university in the state. And we have a lot of those, although in nursing, we have lesser international students. But, you know, whenever we have these international nursing students, it's always good to, you know, look into their perspectives and how, you know, the differences in their countries. Of course, Philippines and the U.S., you know, even if I've been a nurse in the Philippines for like 10 years before I came here, it's still very different. And what I see as, you know, the students' questions is more about how they interact with their patients, because communication has been one of those issues for international nurses, you know, it's like, you know, not only for the language, but the context of and the slang that we use. So, and what I really like is that being an international nurse myself, whenever we have international students, you know, they have the sense of connection that there's someone who understands, you know, their journey. So they kind of come to talk to me more often compared to other faculty, because, you know, it's like, okay, we know what you went through. So there is that, you know, international migrant story or an experience. But also, I would like to add on to maybe to piggyback on what Danique said, because I started working in a hospital. I was fortunate enough that, you know, the hospital created a task force to orient us, to give us a program that is different from the American nurses, because they know we come from a different background. So that was really, really very helpful. So we had other aspects of our training to help us transition to the U.S. healthcare system.
Yes.
And at UNC, we're talking about University of North Carolina. Dr. James, who are the Tar Heels?
Yeah, Tar Heels, you know. So among the white Tar Heels first. You know, that's a term that was coined during the Civil War, where you know in North Carolina it was a those lowly, you know, they work in coal mines, so you know the footprints, you know, they have those coal, those, you know, on their foot and their heels, so it's like a Tar Heel. It's tar, it's black, right? So it refers to those lowly jobs that they had in the state way back then. But you know, it has become official like nickname for the state. And the University of North Carolina, which is the number one, you know, school in the state and one of the top five in the entire US, they call themselves Tar Heels. So we take pride in, you know, hey, Tar Heels. So and you watch football or basketball and you see those Tar Heels. Yes, that's not with the sky blue collar.
Yes.
Carolina
blue. Yeah, Carolina blue.
Right? They call it the Carolina blue. It's a little bit of a baby blue.
Yes.
And in North Carolina, UNC, in football, in basketball, in everything, they have a huge, a really big rival in the state. Denise,
yes.
Who is that rival? Do you know?
Duke University. Duke.
And where is Duke located?
Duke is in Raleigh, I think, or Durham. Just around the Raleigh. Yeah. Durham. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So let's get into Raleigh, Durham, and how that whole area works. So first, let's get into Durham. There is an area in North Carolina, and it's called the Triangle.
Yes.
And Dr. James, can you explain the Triangle to us?
Sure. Yeah, the Triangle is composed of the three big cities, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Durham. It's actually called now like the Research Triangle Park, or RTP, because that area, they have a lot of big hospitals, medical centers. We have Duke University Hospital. We have the UNC Hospital. And those three big universities, they are the pioneering, you know, institutions in the state to advance research. It's so both education and healthcare, that's what defines, you know, that area. They have those big schools, again, UNC, Duke, and the school system in that area is also huge. They have the largest community college system. So what else? Cost of living is relatively more expensive. It's one of those more expensive areas in the state. They're more expensive than ours here in the Triad. We call our area the Triad. Because it's really a huge metropolitan area, you know, the Research Triangle Park. So that Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill area is a very busy, very vibrant. It's a, you know, it's college people, you know, with and that's also where my kids graduated at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So,
Tar Heels, right?
Yeah, Tar Heels. Healthcare probably would be, you know, if you're after those two things, come to North Carolina. You will never, you know, there's a world renowned, it's not only within the U.S., there are world renowned, you know, medical centers and universities.
Yes.
And Danique, you were saying that there's also a university in your city that's very, very popular as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that university. I love that we're getting into universities here in the education, because everything is also about ongoing career growth, no matter where you're living.
Mm-hmm.
So Danique, give us an idea about that university where you live.
So Greenville, I forgot to mention before. So we are the eastern part of the state. So the university in Greenville is Eastern Carolina University. So the UNC has the Tar Heels. So we have the Pirate, and our colors are gold and purple. It's a large university. They have the Brody School of Medicine. They have nursing. You know, the sky's the limit. And as I said, our hospital is now Eastern Carolina University Medical Center. So, you know, coming to that hospital, they have a good partnership with the university. So if you're considering North Carolina, Greenville would be a good place to come, because you have your hospital and you also have the university.
What is the traffic like in North Carolina, Danique?
So I'll speak about Greenville first. The traffic isn't bad. Most places, it's probably a 10, 15 minute drive to get to where you need to go. Only if they're doing road work or there's probably an accident, you know, that you may have a little bit of a delay. So nothing, probably 20 minutes the most. Where I live to the hospital is 7 minutes. So it takes me 7 minutes to get to work. So here in Greenville, the traffic isn't bad at all. But when you get outside of Greenville, you go to where Dr. James is, or, you know, the rally where the airport is, the traffic can really be terrible, you know, an hour delay, sometimes more. But yeah, the traffic, it can be bad and it can be good depending on the area that you are.
You said driving to work. Do you recommend, if a nurse is moving to North Carolina, do they need a car or are there other modes of public transportation? Let's start in Greenville, Danique, and then we'll move to Dr. James.
Yes, in Greenville, you would need a car to get around. They do have a public bus system, but it's one, it's not as reliable. And two, I think it stops running at 6. So it starts about 8 in the morning and stops by 6. And it doesn't go to like every route, you know, every area in Greenville that you want to go. So you definitely would need a vehicle to get around in Greenville.
What about in Winston-Salem, Dr. James?
Yeah, same thing. We have a public transportation. We have the buses, but, you know, it only runs to a certain time. Like, I think the last is at 11. It's a bus system where, you know, you have to wait for like maybe 15 minutes before the next bus. Mm-hmm. So it's highly recommended that you have your own car. And I think that's a norm here in North Carolina. Unless you go to Charlotte, and that's where I work, at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. But, you know, in Charlotte in general, they have a metro system, they have a train. So depending on where you work and where you live, you can probably just, you know, it's cheaper to go by the train. But to go to other parts of the city or parts of the state, then definitely you need to have your car. Yeah, it's like, I would say the primary mode of transportation, if you really want to go mobile. So we're not really linked to a lot of trains like the other big cities.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's a general rule in the United States for most places that nurses want to live. There are the exceptions, but a car hitting the highway, one arm on the wheel, that's America, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, Uber as well. Uber can be expensive. And I know they probably would have heard about Uber or the Lyft, but, you know, that can get pretty expensive. And I know for here in Greenville, you don't always have an Uber, like, you know, certain times of the night, certain places. So you definitely would need a car to get around.
Are there taxis?
Yeah, they are. but not as reliable.
Yeah.
Not as reliable. Okay, well, that's really good to know.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.